John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
We're so worried about saving our souls, afraid that God will take us so that we forget to begin. But who will save your souls when it comes to baby? Who will save your souls? Those lies that you tell by. And who will save your souls if you won't save your own?
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. It's ALDS Game 4. Backs to the wall, life on the line for the Yanks. We got lineups, matchups, what to watch for, thoughts, opinions, scares, fears, and everything in between. Homer draft, over under.
Don't know the live version we're playing.
We're in the Roosevelt Studios here in the Bronx. Davey Storielli to my left. How you doing?
I'm good. James, the people in the chat. People in the chat. I'm good, man. I'm good. We're doing it. It's do or die. The people know that. I know that we are
sorry.
We're a few hours away from feeling pretty good or pretty awful. It's all hands on deck. And we'll see. I mean, we don't have the pitchers we'd like lined up. The lineup hasn't looked great outside of one guy. And these Rays find a way to torment us. So feels kind of stacked up against us. That being said, win a ball game, win a pitch, win an at-bat, win an inning, win a game.
You know,
the Yankees are still very capable of that.
Who will save your soul if you don't save your own?
Yeah. And that's what it is, you know?
It's all it's
get
ever
mad at the umps. Get mad at the analytics team.
It's all
Let's
it's ever
do
been,
it.
Jake. It's all it's ever been.
Let's do it. Win.
Let's
win.
Do it. In
Win.
Ways that make us feel good. All right, the Yankees changed their lineup a little bit today. We have DJ LeMay, who's leading off, playing second base. Aaron Judge batting second, playing right field. Aaron Hicks batting third, playing center field. That's all normal. Giancarlo Stanton moves up in the lineup. He's batting fourth. I would have liked to see him third. I knew they weren't going to do that. I would have really liked to see him third, guaranteeing that bat in the first inning. He's been the only offense. But they do slide him up one slot in the four hole. Voit behind him. And then I told Jake this was going to happen as we were walking home. I said, they're going to slide Gardner up in the lineup today to the 7-hole. They put him 6-hole. And Glaber behind him, Gio behind him, Kyle Higashioka behind the dish. So the surprises are that Gary's not starting. I didn't think he would. Because if Gary started today, he would have started yesterday. When they started Higgy yesterday, they've committed to Higgy, in my opinion, at least. I like that.
They could have went either way with the catcher today.
I didn't. If you would have asked me, I would have said they're going Higgy. You just benched Gary yesterday. Stanton, I like them that they moved it. They moved him up. Brett Gardner, that's just an analytic move. Get the lefties in there because the Rays will be bullpenning, and they think that that affects their matchups more, as if they're going to bring in a lefty to face big bad Brett Gardner. They'll probably just keep the righty in there and call the Yankees bluff easily.
Yeah.
So that's like a It's them trying to force the Rays to make a move that the Rays don't care about making. It's Brett Gardner. So if they have Diego Castillo in and he gets out Luke Voit, they're not going to be like, oh, maybe we should bring in a lefty for Gardner. But that's what the Yankees want to happen by sliding Gardner up. They're changing things up. I like that they're changing things up. I don't care about the lefties. They love the lefties. The Rays have Yandy Diaz, Brandon Lau, Randy Arozarena, G-Man Choi, Manny Margot, Joey Wendell, Willie Adames, Kevin Kiermaier, Mike Zunino. So what were your thoughts on their lineup?
The Rays, okay, let's do the Yankees. I'm fine with the moves. They move Stanton up a spot. With them starting with the Sidewinder Thompson, you can't start off righty, 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 because if he does get LeMahieu, Judge, Stanton out, that's like a huge win.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand it. You leave Hicks, you break that up, make the Sidewinder uncomfortable. Guardy, yeah, when you do realize it's bullpen day, they're going to slide him up. And yeah, Hickster, you know, I think it was flip a coin. We'll see. We'll see if Gary's available in a big moment today. You know, they like a good storyline. So if Higgy gets a at-bat late in the game with runners on, I think they go Gary to try to spark him somehow. And yeah, so with the Rays, I think what's interesting, Yandy Diaz, he had the big wild card game last year. He hit two home runs. Pretty good hitter against lefty. You think he's this crazy power hitter because of his body. He's just like a solid hitter. He's not necessarily a big power guy. I think it's funny, Lau hasn't been having an incredible series. Brasseau is the guy. You probably remember him from the Chapman incident. Chapman throws up and in. Brasseau hits two home runs the next day. He kills lefties. So I think the Yankees were assuming Brasseau was going to come in. I do think the Rays are now on the high ground a little bit with the Yankees expecting their funny business and clearly thinking about the funny business. The Rays are making less moves to make the Yankees think more.
Yeah.
I think with this lineup, they are daring the Yankees to pitch Jordan Montgomery twice through the lineup. Where the Yankees, and they probably sat down in that room and talked, were saying, you know, let's get Monty through the lineup once, and we'll get it to Davey, and then it's good bullpen the rest of the way. And now, I think they've got them wondering. And hey, you know, again, like we talked about, we could blame analytics, we can blame umpires. There's guys on the field doing it. Monty, my God, man. You're getting this start. You've looked good in some outings this year where you've had the fastball, curveball, and the changeup. If you could somehow muster up 4 or 5 good innings today,
you think he'll be given the chance for that?
I don't.
Okay.
I think he'd have to be really good. Okay. I think he'd have to be really good. But I'll say this. If the Yankees, you know, can think outside the box a little bit, the fact that they're not playing Brasseau, the Yankees should realize that the Rays are fucking with them. And you know I don't like dropping a hard F this early on. But Brasseau's numbers are crazy. I'm trying to bring them out, and now my baseball reference trying to crash. Someone told us to go check out Hoke on Twitter. So I'm not sure what that's about. Brasseau, no, it's B-R-O-S, no U early.
Yeah, Brusso is the name of my middle school girlfriend.
Right, Molly.
But
reach out.
Jeez.
Mike Brasseau against lefties this year hit .333 with a .383 on base and a 1.121 OPS.
Yeah. Boone said he's going to be real aggressive going to the bullpen behind Montgomery today. There's no tomorrow, obviously. Like if Jordan Montgomery sees Randy Arozarena twice, I think that's poor management.
Yeah,
I really don't care how good Monty's looked either.
Yeah,
so it's not Monty's game; it's Monty to Davey. Let's do pitching path to victory.
Yeah,
we got Chapman elimination game. You can probably ask for You can probably ask for three innings from Britton and Chapman. I don't think you can ask for four, because if you win, you still have to play tomorrow. So I think I'm saying three at the back end, 9, 8, 7, those guys. Then you can ask for two from Chad if you want, or one. That gives you the sixth inning.
I think they are playing in a world where they want five. They could want five innings from those three. Chappie hasn't pitched all series.
Here's my request.
Yeah.
Lasagna doesn't see this game. If Monty comes in and Monty needs to be pulled in the middle of an inning, use Holder to get out of that inning. Because if you're using Davey, he's never come out of the bullpen before, give him a clean inning where he starts from the windup with no runners on. See, he's a windup pitcher, right? Yeah. Yeah, I'm picturing it now. Starts on that side of my head. Yeah. Give Davey a clean inning. So if you need to go Monty to Davey and it's clean, cool. If you need to, you know, pull Monty in the middle of the inning, get Holder to bridge the gap there. You're hoping to get five out of those guys, but you're not going to get that. And if you need to use more, I'd go to Nelson's, look sharp. I'd go to King for like one, like batter by batter.
Yeah. I'm interested to see.
Bring the Wisega into this game.
Let's see what Gumby looks like. If Gumby looks solid to good, I mean, I'd still like to see them try to get through Kiermaier at least. We'll see what that looks like. That's eight batters in. And then you're back to the top, Zunino, Diaz, Lau, Arozarena. You can't let Gumby see Arozarena twice unless he's, like, pitching perfect. And from the early quotes, it sounds like they're not even going to allow him that. So, yeah, you'd like to think they're smart enough to have an area for Gumby with little to no leash, and then they're probably going Holder or Loaisiga. You know, and that Zunino, Diaz, Lane, Lau, Arozarena seems to make sense there. You'd like to get Davey a clean inning if Davey is the plan. You'd assume so. Like, they've hinted towards that a lot. And let's also just assume that, you know, maybe there's a world where Cole's involved in this game. I don't think so. I'm assuming they're saving Cole for tomorrow. And let's play like that, you know? Like, if you're pitching Cole tomorrow, you probably don't need Davey. So, you know, let's have Davey ready to go. Maybe he could be a difference maker in this game. You know, can you get two out of Monty and then three out of Davey? Could you get two out of Monty and then one out of Holder and two out of Davey? I think so. So, again, it's not that wild. It's going to be scary. You know, what do the early at-bats look like? That being said, you know, there's a world where if Monty's not sharp in the first, like, you got to pull the cord. It's a do-or-die game. So, interested to see what it looks like. We've seen a lot of teams around baseball just piecemealing it together inning by inning. I wouldn't be shocked to see the Yankees try to do that. So, we'll see, man. But, yeah, I think in the Yankees' heads, the last four innings, at least, they want to give to the good three guys. Potentially five outside of that. Chapman hasn't pitched. We'll see. He looked good in his two innings against Cleveland. And, you know, you kind of have to worry about tomorrow. So, we'll see.
My what to watch for, Jake?
Yeah.
Yanks need to score first.
Yeah.
If they don't score first, I think they're in a load of trouble. They need to, by the fifth inning, have the Rays thinking, let's save our guys for game five.
Yeah.
And let's not use all our best weapons. If the Rays score first, if the Rays score in two innings before the fifth, unless they're solo shots, not looking good. Judge has to look good in his first at bat. I think they live and die with Judge. Stan's doing as much as he can, and still the last two games, not great. He's hit three home runs last two games, and the Yankees haven't won. I do think they live and die with Judge and Voit. So I'd like a good at-bat from Judge. Yankees need to score first, and they need to score multiple runs early. Otherwise, it's the season.
Yeah, you can't.
The other end of that from the Rays side is their good bullpen can probably go four innings today. So yeah, you kind of have to have the lead after five, otherwise you're in a bad territory because those guys can shove. Yeah, I'm watching out for that. I think I might also sum that up as like you need to win the first inning. I don't know if that's 1-0 Yanks. If you do give up a run, which again will be completely deflating because these Rays just keep coming on the offensive end, which isn't how you picture the Rays. Even if they do get one, a Rosarena, Choi, whoever does it, you need to win the inning. They need to get up on that scoreboard. You'd like a clean first. I guess as I look at the lineup, that Torres Urshela area, you know, we got so excited with Gio, obviously, after the Cleveland series. Gleyber had a crazy good Cleveland series. When they stretch out the lineup, it's what makes the lineup special. Both of them been a little more quiet recently. Give me something down there.
Warren's making a really good point in the chat.
Yeah.
He says, win the pitch, win the at-bat, win the inning, win the game.
Win the first inning, man.
Yeah, I think setting the tone is good. And if you like, go down 1-2-3,
get
Stanton up in the first inning with a runner on. Get Stanton up in the first inning with runner on.
If the Rays, you know, and I don't want to put it on the Yanks, but like you can't let them score in the first. You can't let them have the lead after the first. That would be just demoralizing for the whole team.
Anything else? Anything else? Should we move on?
I think we're good. Again, I think the Rays are almost laughing at the Yankees trying to play Rays baseball and saying like, okay, we'll roll a lineup out there and we're going to pitch our guys and we'll see and we'll try to win the baseball game.
Looks like they slid Gardner up because they think that'll make us attack them differently.
Oh, I wanted to address that. On Tampa Bay's 28-man roster, they have Aaron Loop, a lefty out of the bullpen who we haven't seen yet. You know, he's kind of not an impact bullpen piece. He's been around for a while. He's a lefty. And the other lefty is the rookie McClanahan and Yarbrough, who could be a bulk guy today potentially. But, like, none of those guys are – like, none of those guys are going to be coming in for Gardner.
You wouldn't
like
think
you said
so.
Before. No, because the Yankees would go to Clint. And
Cole is not available game five.
For game five?
He's not available. He's pitching game five.
Okay, good, good. Let's win today.
That'd be nice. I would like it. Oh, my God. The live stream's going to be a nightmare.
It's going to be tough. Get up early. Shut up the idiots.
If you want to watch with us, we will. I said it yesterday. We will be manic. You'll be manically happy, manically sad, manically worried, manically careless. Jake pooped a little.
Yeah. Your phrasing got me there.
Yeah, not available today. Game five's ago.
You said goal is out game five. Which didn't make me feel great. Win today. Win some innings early.
Early.
Don't let Anderson. Why do I always? Fairbanks. Don't let Anderson, Fairbanks, and Castillo pitch in this game.
Why can't you remember him? You hate him so much.
I don't know.
I don't know. You hate him. Homer draft, it's the Homer draft.
Night turns into day, buys pride, break on through to the other side.
No home runs yesterday.
No. Yankees didn't hit any, right?
Stanton.
Oh, yeah.
We've already taken
him.
He
keeps doing that. We've taken him, and he's hit home runs for us, and we thank you.
You get to go first today.
Whoa. Okay. I've taken Gleyber Torres, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, Gary Sanchez, Aaron Hicks, and DJ LeMahieu. Which means, and there's no tomorrow, right?
Might be.
There could be. I am going...
Someone asked who picked Sanchez, LOL. Jake did. It's on the board.
I know Higgy will be there tomorrow.
It's right over there. Says it.
Give me Gardner and Voit.
How about that?
Voit could light a spark for this team. Old man Gardy could light a spark for this team.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I cannot take... Can I take anyone good? I can't take... Where's the fucking lineup?
You can take Glaber.
I can't take DJ. I can't take
Hicks.
Judge. I can't take... I can take Hicks and Glaber.
Glaber.
And Higgy.
Higgy.
Hicks, Glaber, Higgy. Those are my options. Hicks, Glaber, Higgy. I'll take Hicks and Glaber.
Good picks.
Thanks.
All of the options there.
Thank you.
Higgy probably saves a homer for game five, I'm thinking.
The Rays' disrespect is dumb. They won 40 games. I think we've been as respectful as possible
really
as
good.
We possibly could be to the Rays.
They're really good.
They're really good, and they're like natives with a buffalo.
Mm.
Read about it.
Run like an antelope out of control.
Hello, it's the over-under. Obviously, it's the over-under song. You guys know about the over-under song. A's just hit a three-run homer, Laureano.
They're back.
Nice.
I'm
good
telling
job.
People. We'll go win now.
Fly away. Yanks are the worst team in the playoffs. Why don't you tell that to the Marlins, quick clips.
Eat a bug.
You bug eater.
Eat two bugs.
What is it, nine? I think I took the over, right? The over's gone. It's been the over in every Yankees game.
Yeah.
I'm taking the over. Get up early. Face some bad Rays pitchers. Get yourself excited for tomorrow.
I also took the over already in Talking Baseball. I'm taking the over again. I think it's going to be gross. Or the Rays completely shut out the Yankees and they get like three hits, zero in runs.
Smoked.
Which can happen because they're doing a bullpen day and that sucks.
Yeah.
All right.
Some pitches and some at-bats.
I got a bad feeling about this one.
Feel all right. The path is there.
I just need first pitch to start, and I need someone to allow me to breathe easy. And it needs to be DJ or Judge.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Be really nice.
And I need Monty to, like, pitch well.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Be in the live chat. Join us there.